Hello and welcome. Anne McEwan from To Empower here. Today we're going to look at being optimistic, overcoming sadness or depression. And we're going to look at research done by Albert Ellis. He did emotional behavioral therapy, a lot of research, and that was then added to by Martin Seligman in his book called Authentic Happiness. And I really recommend that. It's a great read. So by building optimism, what I mean is recognizing our pessimistic thoughts and then actually challenging them, because often things are maybe not quite as bad as we thought. So I want you to start to become aware of your thought process. Imagine the things you say to yourself are being uttered by somebody external who really wants to make you unhappy. The second thing is to distract yourself from the thought. Now, one of the great ways of doing that is just have an elastic band on your wrist and just ping it to say, stop it. And that will bring your attention away from that thought. Distraction is an amazing technique. If you've got to perform any task that you don't want to do, but you've got to do it, just distract yourself and take the emotion out of it. The third thing is to dispute the beliefs that you have around the thinking, because often we act like a mind reader, and we have things that we believe in our mind which no one else is even aware of. We use this disputation when we're arguing with other people, and often we're very good at it, so we can get quite good at it when arguing with ourselves as well. So anyway, there's a process, and it's referred to as the ABCDE. So I want you to write this down. A stands for adversity, so that's the first thing that is the problem. The B is for your belief around that problem. And what do you immediately think when it happens? The C is for the consequences of that belief, because often our beliefs don't serve as well. The D is for disputing that belief and using logic and external thinking to see if it really is the truth. And the E is for energization, and that energy is what occurs when you dispute the thought successfully, because negative thoughts can pull us down, make us feel depressed. If you manage to say, yeah, actually, that's a silly thought and it's not real, you will feel more energetic and uplifted. By effectively disputing the beliefs that follow an adversity, you can change your reaction from one of dejection to one of good cheer and feeling well. So during the next few times when you start to feel a bit depressed and your thoughts are negative, I want you to just stop and actually listen to what you're saying to yourself and dispute it, argue against it, and then record it in your diary. Because once you've started to do this, it will become a pattern and it will be a way for you to deal with negative thoughts throughout the rest of your life. Really, it's an amazing tool. So let's look at an example. So say, for example, for me, the adversity was that I gave a presentation and I came away feeling it wasn't very good. I went over time and I didn't cover all the topics. So in my mind, I'm feeling really depressed and fed up about it. The belief I've then got is I'm a really bad public speaker. I always make a mess of everything I do. Nobody got anything from it, and there's no point in me doing it again because I'm not any good at it. Well, the consequences of that feeling is that, well, I feel really down about it. I probably would turn down opportunities in the future to speak because I feel I'm not good enough. I would end up feeling nervous and apprehensive because my mind has told my body that I'm no good, and the body can react to that. And probably if I was to do it again, I'd end up making a whole lot of mistakes because I've now got the belief that this is the only way I can do presentations, is by making mistakes. So I've got to dispute that, and I've got to say, well, no, the truth is I've not had a lot of experience in the past. People did say that they got some things from it. The slide pack was really good. And yes, I did stumble a couple of times, but I think I still managed to get the message across. And nobody's perfect the first time they do a presentation. So maybe if I can let go of my ego and just move on and learn from it, and know that I'll be less nervous and better at it the next time. So that way, in convincing myself, makes me feel much better. So by disputing, we want to look at the evidence. So the evidence shows that my negative belief was incorrect. And so I would say to myself, well, where's the evidence that it was so bad? Okay, I did stumble. But the positive evidence is that some people said they thought it was great. So why don't I focus on that instead of focusing on the negative comments? Then we can look at alternatives. So I can ask myself, what are other ways that I could look at this problem that are less damaging to myself? Other ways that I could take a positive out of the experience. And also to be willing to learn from it and not to just see it as a failure and I'm no good and I'm never doing it again. Also to make it not personal, so not just about me. If someone else did the same thing, I would probably be more forgiving. So be more forgiving with yourself. And also look at the implications of my reaction, the ripple effect that it has, not just in myself, but in the people around me when I start to moan about it and feel depressed about it. And am I going to carry it with me for the rest of my life? So then ask yourself about the usefulness of your thinking or of that belief. You know, is it helpful to stay in that negative frame of mind in that negative situation? And of course, the answer is no. Anything like that we need to learn from and move forward. So I hope you found this useful. Remember your A, B, C, D, and E. Anytime you start to get some negative feelings, negative thoughts, negative feelings come from negative thoughts, stop that thought and then actually dispute it. And I hope it really, you find it useful and it works for you.